Ευχαριστούμε που κάνετε download από τη ραδιοφωνία SBS. Πληροφορηθείτε για το πώς μπορείτε να ακούσετε το πλήρες πρόγραμμά μας στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
Dr. Craig Barker, welcome to the Greek language program of SBS Radio.
Thank you, it's my pleasure.
Could you tell us, Dr. Barker, where have you been involved in the last few months in terms of archaeology and antiquity in the Hellenic world? Was it in Cyprus?
That's right. I am the director of a project run out of the University of Sydney called the Paphos Theatre Archaeological Project. A team of Australian archaeologists has been working in Paphos in Cyprus on the southwest coast of the island since 1995. So we've been working there for more than two decades. We tend to excavate in this settlement for 5 or 6 weeks each year. So in October of 2017, we completed our 18th field season. And the site that we're working at is predominantly a theatre site. It was an ancient theatre. Paphos was actually the capital of the island of Cyprus during the Hellenistic and Roman period, so approximately 300 BC to approximately 365 AD.
So we're looking about 600 years.
That's right, yeah, about 6.5 centuries. It was actually used as a venue for performance and spectacle, which is an extraordinary long time span when you think about it. And one of the things that we've recovered is a whole lot of information about how the building was remodeled and adapted, sometimes because of earthquakes, but sometimes also because of contemporary changes in architecture and performance styles and fashion and all sorts of things. So that's the main project, but one of the things we're looking at is how that theatre fitted into the urban community, the infrastructure that you need, roads and so on. And then, of course, it's not just the ancient theatre, but once it stopped being used, that particular site then became a quarry site in late antiquity. During the time of the Crusades, Paphos becomes a major port for ships sailing to the Holy Land. So we have all sorts of evidence of manufacture and industry over the ruins of the theatre. And, of course, the site continues to be used for farming and for small-scale industry right up until the 20th century. So it's really 2,300 years of history that we're trying to make sense of.
Are you working also with the Cypriot archaeological organisations?
That's right, yes. Our friends and colleagues at the Department of Antiquities in Cyprus, which is the government body in Cyprus, which oversees all archaeology. Every country has its own different legislation, but and Greece has a very good system as well. But the Department of Antiquities in Cyprus is an excellent organisation in terms of maintaining, controlling, and managing all heritage, all heritage material on the island. So obviously they've got a lot of work. But one of the lovely things about working where we do in Paphos too is it's not just the archaeologists who work for the department, but we have colleagues from the University of Cyprus and a number of other foreign missions besides us Australians. There is a team from Avignon in France, so there is an Italian mission, and there are two Polish missions, one from Warsaw and one from Krakow. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a mini United Nations in many ways. And what's lovely is that all of these different teams work very collaboratively and share knowledge and share information. So that's a very, very exciting aspect of all of us in our respective areas beginning to make sense of the entire urban layout of this ancient city. And it would have been a very, very important town in antiquity.
Do you know if any photographs were taken in order to showcase them here at the Nicholson Museum?
Yes, yeah, so this is where I work at the University of Sydney. I'm based in the museums here on campus, and the Nicholson Museum is our archaeological collection. We have a very, very significant and very important collection of antiquities from the Mediterranean world, a lot of material from Greece, which is very well known. But we actually have the largest collection of Cypriot antiquities in the Southern Hemisphere.
Wow.
And this is in large part because one of the very first professors of, professor of archaeology in Australia was a man called James Stewart. He worked in Cyprus in the 1930s and then again in the 1950s after World War II. But he taught at the University of Sydney from the 1940s onwards. And one of the things that he was very active in doing was both through his own excavations, but also through organising donations and gifts and loans as well, pulling together a very, very significant collection of ancient objects from Cyprus, predominantly from the Bronze Age, which was his own area of expertise, but material right through until the Middle Ages as well. So it's quite exciting for the Nicholson Museum to have this material available for us for teaching our students and for researchers and international scholars.
Absolutely.
To also have an exhibition where we can highlight the rich cultural history of the island for members of the public. So we currently have an exhibition on ancient Cyprus called The Sea and the Sky, and it really aims to explore 2,000-3,000 years of artistic development on the island in terms of geometric patterns, in terms of the freeform bird style, a very popular design on the island of birds taking flight that are incredibly beautiful, incredibly abstract, very modernist in many ways, even though they were painted over 2,500 years ago. And it's a great way for us to engage. And so the excavations in Paphos are very much at the core of the teaching and the way that we engage with our students through the museum collection as well. Over the years, we've taken hundreds of Australians to work on this project as students, as members of the public who can actually join our contributing volunteer program, which means you can actually come and have a holiday and come and dig in the ground, which is remarkable. So we have, over the years, we've had teachers and retirees and medical doctors and all sorts of people from all sorts of walks of life that have always wanted to be involved in archaeology, and this is an opportunity to actually do so.
And in 2018, are you continuing with the same program?
That's right. The excavation will continue for many years into the future. I haven't quite finalised our 2018 program at the moment because we are very much dedicated to publication at the moment and writing up the results, but there will certainly be an excavation in 2019 and in 2020. And a lot of the details will be available on our website, so people are most welcome to contact me if they're interested in getting involved.
And if we could have those contact details, Dr. Barker, particularly with website, so people could go onto it and have a look.
Where would
they go to?
The best way to contact us is through the website, www.paphostheatre.org, and the spelling is P-A-P-H-O-S-T-H-E-A-T-R-E. So paphostheatre.org.
Dr. Craig Barker, thank you very much for your participation on the Greek program, Greek language program of SBS Radio. We wish you season's greetings and all the best in the new year, as well as more discoveries in the ancient Hellenic world.
My pleasure. I look forward to sharing our future findings.
And it'll be our pleasure too to have you on the program again.
Thank you.
Ακούσατε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Μπορείτε να μας ακούτε στο ραδιόφωνο σας ζωντανά κάθε μέρα από τις 4 έως τις 6 το απόγευμα. Μπορείτε επίσης να ακούτε το πρόγραμμά μας on demand από την ιστοσελίδα μας και από την εφαρμογή του κινητού SBS Your Language. Επισκεφτείτε το sbs.com.au/Greek.